This is episode 117 on April 23rd, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm the elusive Shannon guy.
Woo-hoo! Score! Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank
you. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you guys?
We're good.
Don't sound so excited.
I'm doing good. Let's start with you, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful.
Sweet.
Yeah, you've don't have been, a lot.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. You actually see, you probably know more about what I've been up to than I do.
Oh, that's funny. How about you, Matt? I'm Mark. Sorry.
Really? That's it? That's all we're going to get from Matt?
Apparently.
I've been doing okay. I've been having a lot of fun taking panoramic photos. I got to say the iPhone is the best software for panoramas. I don't think any other of my cameras can beat it as far as the stitching process goes. And so I've been having a lot of fun with that. I've been trying to find a lot of nooks and crannies in New England.
Are you just using the native camera, or are you using any other apps like Auto Stitch or anything?
I'm bouncing between all of them, but mostly the native camera app.
I did a pano and auto stitch this past week.
Yeah, I saw that. How many photos did you use?
I did seven HDRs with Vivid HDR, and then loaded all of those into auto stitch.
Wait, before we go into details, let's ask Shannon what she's been up to since she's been so elusive and so far away. But before we go into Shannon, I want to wish Maude Byrne. He's been going through some family emergencies this past week, which is why he hasn't been on the show for a little while. So if he's listening, which I'm sure he's not, but I mean, we won't hold that against him this time. But yeah, we just want to wish him, hope everything is going well.
Yeah.
And I won't go into the details. I'll let him explain if he wants to when he comes back. But we just wanted to wish him well and wish his family well and come back, buddy.
Yep.
He's fine, by the way. I just want to make that clear. It's just extended family members that are needs attention. So,
well, good luck to him and well wishes to his family.
Right.
Yeah.
Shannon, what kind of crazy stuff were you doing?
I've just been photographing weddings and family sessions, and I was working for two different studios at one point, so.
All the boring stuff.
Yeah, very,
two
very boring.
Two different studios? Holy crap, you didn't say that.
Yeah, that's where I've been.
Wow.
So it's been chaotic in my life between running between here and there and sleep and.
I imagine. Yeah. Actually, I can't imagine, but yeah.
The stuff you've been posting on Instagram has been pretty sweet.
Thank you. That's been all me.
I mean, I'd imagine with, you know, your name attached to it and everything. I was hoping it was you.
Oh, yeah, all me. No, actually, I take other people's pictures and post my name to it. I'm just kidding.
Don't we all?
That's what I was doing wrong.
Shannon went to the Jasmine Star. No, wait, Jasmine.
Oh, no. She did the plagiarizing.
She plagiarized.
Yeah, I don't blog anymore, so.
Who does?
I mean, I used to when I was, you know, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have to.
Who blogs anymore? I don't.
A lot of photographers do, I think.
Dude, SEO is amazing with blogs. It's just, that's how you get your Google rankings up is blog it.
Yeah. SEO. It's something that we've been actually talking about on this website for a while now, trying to get us to get off our lazy asses to do more blogging.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is discouraging. It makes me
Sorry.
We should give that a try, shouldn't we?
It would be nice.
Especially because we've said numerous times we're going to do it. And I'm sure all of our listeners and fans, especially the people in the chat room, are probably thinking, so are you going to do this or what?
Yeah. They're having their own conversation.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah, maybe they're not paying attention and we won't actually have to blog.
While you guys try to do the blog,
cut that out.
While you guys are non-blogging, I'm non-videoing because I have that Tiny Shutter TV channel on YouTube that I've been letting go dry.
I subscribe to it.
That's something that we need to get. All right, wait a minute. Let's not focus on what we're not doing. Let's focus on what we are doing. Let's go back into the panoramic talk.
What are we doing?
Focus point.
So I've been playing around with the Auto Stitch and the native camera app. I kind of go back and forth. I will do an initial swipe with the native camera app just to see, just to kind of line up, see what I like and what I don't like. And then I will go into just the, maybe pure shot or still the native camera and take individual shots of each segment, and then I'll stitch it together in auto stitch. That's kind of my process. And then once it's stitched together, I'll go into Snapseed to do some editing to it.
Are you doing it handheld or on a tripod, or what are you doing?
Handheld.
Yeah, me too.
It just works so well handheld. I'm having no issues with
distortions.
Yeah. The only time I have any issues of distortion is if I'm actually using a lens. As much as I like the Moment lens, the wide angle, using that for a panoramic shot is actually kind of harsh because you do have areas in the vignetting area where it's not as focused as the center.
Yeah, I definitely have not tried that because I just can imagine it looking really wonky.
Yeah. It would be great if it worked perfectly, but it didn't. I tried today, actually. Remember that waterfall, that kind of industrial park area that I photographed a few weeks back?
Yeah.
I tried that with the Moment lens wide angle, and at a normal glance at the photo, it looks good, but when you look carefully, you can see little bits and pieces not lining up properly, and that was kind of stinky.
Yeah, I use the native panoramic app a lot, especially if I'm not able to get the whole scene in that one frame. I won't do a full on, what would the parameters be? Those ones that would go across your wall. I would do one that was just a little bit larger than the 16 by 9.
Yeah.
Just so that I could get everything that I want in there.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. When I had gotten the Oloclip for Christmas, I went to the Smithsonian Museum at, I think it's Dulles Airport. And I left it at my sister-in-law's. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I really wanted to use it there to get some good pictures with the airplanes. And then I remember this was just when the panoramic feature came out and I had the 4S. And instead of using the wide angle or the fisheye Oloclip, I used the panoramic feature to get the shot of the airplanes without having to step back and have tons of people walk in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out great. I love the images. You know, of course, there's going to be that wide angle or fisheye look if you need to do a large area. But for the most part, it really worked out well without the lens. But I still like the lenses.
Yeah. Let me tell you how good the native camera panoramic app is. It is like I'll use it for a wedding all the time. It's one of the things I'll actually include in the final photos for clients. It is very good at handling people in a shot. Like when I'm
swiping, as long as they're not moving.
No, even if they're moving, I have no problems whatsoever. When I swipe, it just takes everything in and arranges them perfectly. Like people movement, it handles extraordinarily well. I have no idea how it's doing it, but it's doing it extremely well. As long as it's like a single person moving back and forth.
Right.
If there's like multiple people, then you can have some issues. But basically, it's the app I use for panoramics in low light conditions and very like people walking around. I'll still use that. It's the one that I use as the heavy hitter. And then I'll play with auto stitch if I have if I'm using other apps for the photography.
Yeah, it is really well. It does work very well. I think for the most part, as long as somebody's not running through the image along with you, if they're going across you, you may never pick them up. But if they are running along with you, you can make them look fat.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's that. I mean, it's a godsend. It's not a god. using lenses when you use the panoramic app is actually does a disservice to the native camera app. I find that it takes longer for you to take the panoramic image because the lens is actually screwing with the sensor. It's not seeing how it's supposed to be seeing, or how it's not seeing it with its native eye. And you'll have to slow down. You'll get the warning on the panoramic app to tell you to hold still for a moment before you keep swiping.
Right.
The distortion is too great, I think.
Can you access manual control in the panoramic mode?
No.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, I don't know. I've actually never tried. Let me try it right now.
I was just thinking, if you, let's say you're taking a panoramic of a scene, right? So you take your first shot, whatever the iPhone thinks the correct exposure is, but make sure that you take, real good notice of your starting and your ending point. So like some kind of feature at each end of the scene that you could start and end at, right?
Yeah.
And then, so you take your first panoramic, then you move your phone back to the starting position and do a over and under exposed, and then take those three shots and either on your computer in Photoshop or Photomatics or something, or load two or three of those shots into like True HDR or something like that and process it that way. That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Unfortunately, you can't do it.
Well, Apple needs to get on that,
right?
I'm sure it'll be in the next version of the iOS.
Yeah. another native camera feature that I used this last weekend was the slow motion. And it was, I have to say, I don't use it as often as I probably should, but it is one of those things that I think we don't talk about very often, mainly because we don't do a lot of video, but I'm still amazed.
That is exactly why.
Yeah. I'm still amazed that, you know, we can do 240 frames a second when we do a slow motion, and just the types of, you know, just the ability to capture those moments. Like I think I mentioned last time on the show that I was going to be going to a what's called Frontiersman Camping Fellowship camp out. I took my son with me, and we went. I needed to take some headshots of the guys to put on the website, and, you know, just to see some people I haven't seen in a while. And I did some panoramic. I took some shots of the area, but they had events going on in order to achieve a sort of a next level. And one of them was throwing tomahawks and throwing knives. And I got one of the young men with a throwing knife. And, you know, whenever you video, you're going to take many different videos, and sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. Well, I happened to be videoing this one young man, and it got it perfect. He bullseyed the target, and I was able to get the slow motion from the time he picked up the knife above his shoulder and threw it, and it went until it hit the target. And I posted a link in the Mixlr, but I'll post a link on the Tiny Shutter website for the for this show so that you can see it.
And it was 240 frames per second?
Yep. Sweet. It was 240 frames. I'm going to post it in the chat for Skype. I don't know if you guys could see it.
I already saw it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I saw it in the chat room.
Okay, good. But I have to say, it worked perfectly. And I think, you know, I'm going to be using it more often, especially for little things like that. But
the slow motion was good, but let me tell you, the plot was horrible. There was no direction. I didn't know anything about the character development. I mean, come on.
Snob. Movie snob.
Once I had to dislike that video.
Yeah.
It was the only right thing to do.
Oh
my God. Let's go off on a tangent. Epic tangent here. Who's going to see Avengers next weekend?
Oh yeah.
It seems unlikely that I will do that.
Where are you talking about in a couple days?
Couple days. No, it's next week on the 1st.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe. Maybe when it comes out in the dollar store.
Ugh, you guys are boring. All right, let's do
it. I was going to, but I have to work, so.
All right, who's been watching Daredevil?
I have. I finished it.
Did you? Oh, I'm on episode 9 right now.
Oh, well, catch up.
Totally.
I'm not even going to talk to you.
It's all right. I'm getting there.
Your nerd status has seriously been compromised.
My children have compromised it.
They did.
It's one of those you really can't watch in front of them. I was like, oh, okay, that's the tone. All right, moving on.
Oh, hopefully there's no. Hopefully there's no spoilers in the chat room.
None whatsoever. Episode 2 has probably one of the best fight scenes I've ever seen. It's like The hallway fight scene.
The hallway. Oh, that was
awesome. Oh, my God. It
the
is.
The cinematography on that was just, I'm not going to cuss, but yeah.
It can't even be described. It was just perfect. Like, what they do so well in this is that I'm not going to say it's like a real fight scene, but you actually see everybody getting tired.
It's not real.
What's that?
What do you mean it's not real?
I know. But you
actually suspend your disbelief.
You don't have to, though. That's the beauty of it. Because it's like, I don't know. I think it's like a 10-minute fight scene or 5-minute fight. Felt like 10 minutes. All awesome, by the way. But it was probably like maybe. It is pretty long. But you see everybody getting tired from beating each other up. And it's great. Like, you see, like, he's just pulling out all the stops. And the beauty about this is the camera is stationary, but it pans left and right. But it's in the middle of a hallway. So it'll pan towards, like, part of it will be obscured by the wall. And all you're doing is leaving it to your imagination. And then they'll get out back into the hallway. And, yes, it's all done with an iPhone, so we could talk about it. That's it. But like when they go through a door and they're fighting, like you see somebody else coming out of another door, and as he's trying to catch up with everybody in the other room, all of a sudden you see a microwave just hit the guy and he just collapses, and then the Daredevil comes out and starts beating the crap out of him, and then it's just brilliant. It is some of the most brilliant cinematography I've ever seen, and everybody should watch it.
I just signed up for Netflix.
Good.
Score.
It is so worth it.
I had Netflix years ago, and I got rid of it because I wasn't really using it.
Uh-huh.
But this Daredevil show does seem pretty cool, so.
It is.
It's really good.
It's unlike anything Marvel has done. Like, it's still part of the universe. It's they acknowledge what happened at the end of the Avengers, but they don't do it in a way that's like promoting it or anything. It's just kind of like, it's almost them referring to 9/11, which is kind of weird to say.
Okay.
But it takes place 2 years after the Avengers movie, the first Avengers movie. And it's kind of like, they just make a reference to it and that's it. And then like later on, they'll make a reference to it. In fact, the villains in the show are encouraging stuff like that to happen. Like they're saying heroes, more heroes, let them come. It's great for business. Meaning they break everything and we have the ability to fix everything and, you know, take a huge cut out of it or something. It's just great stuff. You got to watch it. How does it rate against Howard the Duck? James asks in the chat room. Well, are we talking Howard the Duck from years ago or Howard the Duck from Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
Spoiler.
Don't mention that. The comic book. Come on.
Did you guys see him at the end of the Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
I didn't notice that. No,
it's the very last. It's the stinger at the very end.
Spoilers.
Spoiler.
when you say very end,
after talking the credits.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't see it.
The scene is. I won't say the scene. I'm sorry. It's a spoiler. I've already spoiled it, so I'll just say it. I'll spoil it for Matt. Everybody block your ears. Have you seen the movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the collector, it cuts back to him. He's just sitting there with a drink in his hand, and he's all discouraged. And the golden retriever that was in the spacesuit comes up and licks him on the face, and then the dog walks off. And then you hear in the background, it's like, ugh, you let him lick your face? That's disgusting. And the camera pans to the side, and it's Howard the Duck having a drink.
Huh. I didn't. Okay. I'll have to check that out.
It's great.
I want to see it.
Dave, I had to explain it to my wife, too. It was cool.
All right. Well, should we get into some news?
I suppose. So in the news, MTV released a few minutes of footage of the Avengers movie where, iPhoneers.
All right, Mark, since you're big into the news, why don't you go ahead and set us up with this 9 to 5 Mac article?
Well, last week we talked about Apple buying a technology that uses multiple lenses to create bigger and better images. Basically, their claim to fame is that it would rival the quality of a DSLR film camera. No, I'm sorry, DSLR camera, period. Film camera.
Right.
I've been using my film camera lately. That's why it's on my mind. So this week, 9 to 5 Mac has Apple camera. They would have a patent that would allow the lens to move, and it would move in a horizontal fashion and a vertical fashion. The idea behind this is it would happen so fast that it would take multiple photos and stitch them together and create a larger image file that's ideally better quality and much bigger in size. This kind of technology is already happening in medium format cameras. I think Hasselblad is using this to create larger resolution images.
There's a new Olympus mirrorless camera too that's also using this sort of technology.
Yeah. And so this is something that they're looking into. Well, it's just a patent, right?
Right. Yeah, this is, you know, it says that Apple, you know, came up with a clever patent. But if, you know, it sounds like maybe they beat everybody else to the punch.
No, it's already being developed by other people. I think the difference is that...
No, I meant on the patent and not the actual development.
Not necessarily. I think the difference between this and the patent... Oh, man, we're talking about fun stuff here, right? The difference between this and the other ones is that I believe with the Hasselblad, I can't speak to Olympus, but Hasselblad, it has to be on a tripod. The camera cannot be in motion while taking the photo... while the sensor is moving. This one allows an optical stabilization. So it allows you to have the camera handheld while it's doing it. And it's going to happen, what I'm guessing, is pretty quickly so that it's not even going to be noticed by the person taking the photo. So,
yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I like how they open up the article with, you know, you ever wonder why Apple is ignoring the megapixel race? You know, because this is what, the fourth variation of iPhone that has the 8 megapixel image, sensor.
Yeah.
It's funny because they go, oh, you know, Apple only has an 8 megapixel. But half the time, most people are saying, I love the iPhone images. They're great. You know, they're better than all these others. And, you know, the megapixels aren't, you know, that important if you can get a great image. And it's like the race with Canon and Nikon and pushing who can – you know, have the most megapixels, you know, when Knucklehead over here is still dealing with a 10 megapixel camera and still get great images. You know, I don't know if we're going to get a huge leap in megapixels for a while.
I don't think it's going to be an issue as far as megapixels go. Apple is in a race of its own.
Yeah.
I don't think what they're doing is necessarily reflective as to what other places are doing. Megapixel race, as far as like HTC, Samsung, and to a lesser degree, Nokia, if they're still even in it. The megapixel thing is a pretty big deal.
That and was the 1020 that had that bulging lens in it?
Whatever. Yeah. And it had an actual flash to it, too. But, I mean, you know, that's neither here nor there. But you're just not – we're just not hearing about it because Apple is just doing their own thing. And they've said it time and time again that, you know, we don't care about how many megapixels. It's the quality of the pixels. And to some degree, HTC was the same way. Except the difference between Apple and HTC is no one listened to HTC. Which is a shame because they really had good stuff.
Yeah.
Jeff in the chat room says that Nokia camera was pretty awesome. It was. It's by right now it's the only one that had a decent ability to zoom and still have a good quality image, if I'm right. Thinking of the same one.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be the case with this with the Apple thing. I'm telling you, this is going to be the next big thing for our smartphones. It's the ability to zoom. I think that's the one thing that they're still missing.
And I think the ability to zoom without cropping.
Possibly. Or make it a good crop. I don't know.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's it, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of a slow week. You know, I kept running through all the different stuff that's in the news and wasn't really picking anything up. I think.
What do you mean slow news week?
For iPhones?
Oh, for iPhones. I was going to say the DC released the Batman v Superman trailer, which isn't a court case, by the way.
It was. Oh, really?
Well, they have it, Batman v Superman. It's stupid because that should be versus. And even then, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Here's what happened last week. I'm sorry to go back to Marvel. I'm just geeking out right now. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
So basically, you have Marvel that has they dropped Daredevil on Netflix, which, you know, all the episodes are up there, which is freaking amazing. You got more Avengers stuff coming out, and that's coming out in the next few weeks. The Ant-Man trailer came out, which is awesome. And they announced some other stuff. I think people in the new Jessica Jones series that's going to come out on Netflix, I think at the end of this year or next year. So DC comes out with their trailer for their new teaser trailer for Batman versus Superman. And it just fell flat. I mean, to me, it fell flat. It's basically more of the same thing. They still don't get it. It's everybody's dark and brooding. People are bowing down to Superman, which is BS, because I don't think any soldier should bow down to Superman. And if I were Superman, I'd be like, stand up, don't do that. But he's not doing that. He's just standing there. It's like, whatever, I don't even see you guys.
So he'd be the anti-Superman.
They're treating Superman as the villain in this movie. It seems like the whole thing is, if you're familiar with Frank Miller's Batman versus the Dark Knight, the Dark Knight Returns, basically Batman is treated like the villain by the American government, and they send in Superman to stop him, which doesn't happen because Batman beats the crap out of him after. But it requires kryptonite and a nuclear bomb. It's really epic stuff. You got to check it out. But in this case, they're treating Superman as the bad guy, and Batman's coming in as the good guy to stop him. And story-wise, it just doesn't feel right when it's reversed. And Batman is the only one that's allowed to be dark and brooding.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Which, by the way, What's his name? Ben Affleck looks good as Bruce Wayne in Batman. That's all good. And it's just not working out. Basically, what happened this week, long story short, is that Marvel made a better Superman movie when they made Captain America. And now they made a better Batman when they came out with Daredevil. And it's just, they're just eating DC's lunch. Mm. James at the chat room says, I'd like to see Supergirl versus Batgirl. I'd pay for that one. I would too. That's actually pretty epic. Let Frank Miller write that one. Let's see where it goes.
Oh, geez. I'd be waiting in line at the theater for that.
Shut up and take my money. Just don't have Zack Snyder direct it, for the love of God. Oh, Dave in the chat room also points out that Star Wars released their new teaser trailer too. So, yeah, also owned by Disney, who is just basically going to rule the world in the next
milking
2 years.
It for all it's worth.
Hey, if we're entertained by it, who cares?
Yep.
Poor George Lucas is sitting in the crowd with a single tear rolling down his eye. Look.
Yeah, rolling in his billions.
Well, look, I'm not saying he's not rich. What do you think he's going to wipe the tears with? But all right.
$1 billion bills.
Here's the thing. Disney is just, they're just rolling in the money. They're just knocking that out of the park. It's kind of one of those, it's like, hey, this big, huge giant, they're basically, they're going to own our childhood. Somebody should stop them. They're doing what? Star Wars? Oh my God. Like, everybody was like booing the first Star Wars teaser because they said that J.J. Abrams was doing too much CGI when he promised practical effects, right? Have you guys all seen the first teaser trailer with that?
Yes.
Droid and rolling around like a ball.
Yeah.
That's
it's not CGI.
No, it's not. And it's like, oh my God. Everybody is now bowing to him and saying that J.J. Abrams is my master now, along with Joss Whedon.
This is where the nerds nerd out.
Dave in the chat room said it's BB-8. That's the name of the droid. And then Greg chimes in and said BlackBerry. That's epic. Oh man, funny. We have the best chat room. This is awesome.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll have some more interesting iPhone photography news that that'll be coming out. I don't know when, if I haven't seen very much in the way of rumors.
Well, right now, here's what we're dealing with. We're right now, Apple is knee deep in Apple Watch.
The watch.
That's going to take up all of our time. So you're going to have nothing but news about that. They just released the Apple Watch App Store. That's going to take up a lot of time. Everyone's rushing to make their millions off of that.
Right.
I think between now and whenever we hear some other bit of crazy news, we should just spend the time and see what we could let's take our iPhones and stretch them to the limits, see what we can photograph
and video.
We've done the stop motion challenge, which Shannon killed us on.
Yes. Kicked our ears.
Let's not do that one again. We'll get humiliated. And no more Lego. Okay, no more Lego. I don't know. Mission pick is still cool. I still haven't finalized the thing that the idea that I had in mind that would use Mission Pick's scoring feature. Yeah. I'll save that till next week, but should we do a photo challenge?
I think we need a challenge.
All right. Chat room, what can we do for a photography challenge? Yeah, wait till the
yeah.
it goes through.
Yeah.
And don't worry, no waterfalls unless you want waterfalls.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to think of we're in spring. We need maybe too bad I don't have like an encyclopedia.
James in the chat room says trains, and I think it would and then he said planes. Okay, come on.
I have no stake in this, so I think those are all good ideas.
Trains, planes, automobiles. I like that idea.
Okay, done. And all right, the Ooh. Theme will be we'll combine James and Dave's black and white suggestion. Yep. We're going to do trains, planes, or automobiles in black and white. And that's what we'll do. So if you don't have any trains, you have planes. Or automobiles. So the place to submit your photo will be on Instagram. Just use the hashtag #TinyShutter or put them into our Facebook group, the iPhone Photography Group. It's facebook.com/groups/TinyShutter.
Let's keep it to one place.
Keep it to one place?
Yeah, that way we don't miss anybody.
Well, no. I mean, if they're doing the hashtag #TinyShutter, then we won't miss anybody.
So this is not a...
not Mission Pick.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'm in. I do have a stick.
Joe in the chat room says hashtag TSPTABW.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, it's been taken by the tobacco science. I get nothing. Damn, it's one of those days I wish I was wittier.
Yeah.
I'll give myself this.
Boo! Well, speaking of wittier, let's go ahead and jump into post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
Yay! All right, Matthew, it is your turn.
All righty. And just so you know, Joe, I'm picking the first link that I submitted in our little Skype chat.
That is a good link. I'm going to delete the other one.
This is a photo that is really kind of different from, I think, anything that we've picked before. Just a totally different mood, different type of subject and everything. This is from Geek 1956. Ooh. And what it is, he titled I don't know if it's a he or a she, but they titled the photo Sydney Weather Report. So Sydney, Australia, right? And what it is, it's an umbrella laying on the side of the street. And you could tell that the wind got a hold of this umbrella because it's pretty much inside out and totally mangled. And the photo is black and white, and the street is wet, so obviously it just rained, or maybe it's even raining still in the picture. It's hard to tell, but it's just a really cool subject. It's just a cool point of view because you got leading lines of, like, the curb and everything kind of pulling you from the bottom to the top of the frame.
Yeah.
But you can't really see like a lot of the, like what's going on in the street. Can't really see like a lot of the buildings or anything like that. It's just, your focus is totally on this inside out umbrella. I just think it's a really cool subject. It's something that's just totally different. And it really caught my eye. So
that's just one more thing that'll kill you in Australia, the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this one. I like the contrasts. And even the umbrella, you know, you can barely see any detail in the umbrella, but it's almost like that gaping, you know, void that you're drawn to because there should be something there. I think that's where my eye keeps going to.
Yeah, totally.
It just kills it with the mood. The mood is just...
It's so ominous and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like the mood I wanted to bring to the show or anything like that, but I just think photography is one of the cool things about photography and art in general is its ability to, you know, make you feel different things, and this definitely does that.
Yeah, definitely does.
And Mark, I just looked it up, and the wind in Australia is venomous.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's absolutely true.
This is actually Geek 1956. This is their second one in three episodes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, very cool. Oh. Yeah, this is episode 117, and they had episode 115's image of the daffodils.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so... No, it's a good shot.
Very cool.
Yeah, very good. Nice one, Matt. All right. Congratulations, Geek 1956. Very nice image. If you would like for your image to be chosen for post pick of the week, go to Instagram and hashtag your image, hashtag Tiny Shutter, and you will join tons of images that we go through within the last week or two and find one that we like or, you know, maybe don't like. I don't know if we've chosen anything we don't like. But
why would we do that?
Or something that's controversial. I don't know.
You guys would just be picking my stuff if that were the case.
This isn't about you. They'd be picking my stuff.
You guys would be going through and it's like, all right, Mark, let's look at what else sucks here. Look at him. Look at this jerk.
We choose an image to be chosen for post pick of the week, and it becomes our album art for the episode. Hashtag Tiny Shutter. All right.
I just realized that Geek 1956 is active on our Tiny Shutter group on Facebook.
Oh, really? Cool. Who is it?
Kevin, Jenny, Casey.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
So he had posted a sweet picture yesterday of like a sunrise near Sydney, and the clouds are just like epically on fire.
Probably literally, not figuratively.
Well, yeah.
Those and their venomous. Boys.
Yeah. Well, that's a given.
Oh, very cool. Okay, cool. That is awesome. Congratulations. All right. Well, I think we should probably wrap this thing up. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to mention?
I should have talked more at the very beginning when you asked how I was doing. I forgot about all the photography I did on Saturday with my iPhone. I'll talk about it next week.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Definitely. I have a community project coming up next Thursday, and so I'll be photographing that day too. I got to make sure I get home in time for the show. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you. Let's start with Shannon. Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you. I'm so glad I could finally make it. You can find me on Instagram at Shannon Guy Photo.
Awesome. Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Mark.
I am That Polish Photographer on Instagram, and I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And I am Joseph Ferreira on Instagram. You can find the show in, gosh, I just said that wrong.
Just Google it.
You can That's find right. the show.
Yeah. If you want to get more involved with us and our show and meet our lovely chat room, go to, you can meet with us on Facebook. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Jeez. Facebook, you're going to go to /groups/ Tiny Shutter and join our community. Post your images. Tell us how you did them. Let us know what your favorite apps are. If there's a new app that you think everybody really wants, should get, let us know. There's a lot of things that we miss, but with more people out there contributing, we will, you know, find this information out a lot sooner. You can also follow us on Instagram. Just use the hashtag Tiny Shutter. And, you know, if you're new listening to the show, go ahead and follow us and, you know, let us know. And we really like to get to know our listeners. And sometimes we actually learn some stuff. So that's always fun. Every Thursday, we try to do our show unless something comes up. But you can listen live by downloading the Mixler app or having Mixler on your computer and follow Tiny Shutter. That's Mark's account. And you will be able to listen live, join in the chat, and have a whole lot of fun as long as you're listening and not just goofing off in the chat.
No, you're allowed to goof off in the chat.
That's right.
While you're talking, we need to be entertained somehow.
That's right. So join us there, and you can put in some good information while the show's going, or just give us a hard time. Not too much, though.
I cry easily.
That's right. if there's anything that we mention on the show, you can go to tinyshutter.com, find the episode number, and you will find our show notes. Anything that we mention app-wise or program-wise, there will be a link there so that you don't have to try to hunt for it. And any articles that we talk about will be listed there. So, good. All right. Well, Mark, why don't you lead us out?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Right on. That's it.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
All right, let's talk some movies. Ha ha ha.